I sat in the swivel chair at my new office and thought deep thoughts, such as, I wished the Killers released as many albums as Coldplay, and how does Apple Pay work? Also, I hoped the first client at my new office looked like Princess Leia. Help me, Mackenzie. You're my only hope. Perhaps I'd moved here too early. It was August, and the heat kept reaching triple digits, and my basement had been cooler. The office was on Campbell Avenue, downtown Roanoke, Virginia. Second floor, above a bookstore and the old restaurant Metro. From my window, I could see an Orvis and a river of millennials on cell phones streaming to the local farmer's market to purchase responsibly grown broccoli, maybe some elite asparagus, to produce truly exquisite steel-cut urine, all paid for with Apple Pay, pure sorcery. My building was 1920s classic revival and beaux art, built before World War II. The stairs creaked and the central air conditioning groaned, but I'd moved with the certainty that clients would rush the doors with bags of cash and perhaps be a princess in distress. 30 minutes before lunch, the stairs creaked and snapped. A new client. I tried to look busy.
Alan, tell us who Mackenzie August is. I've seen him described on the book covers as a professional sleuth. Is he a gumshoe? Is he a private eye? Who is he?
That's right. So I grew up reading books like Mickey Spillane and Robert Parker Spencer series, and I love private eyes, gumshoes. And he is from that long line of those guys, and I just thought we needed one in Roanoke, Virginia.
So how do you come up with your story ideas? You've got four books out so far. You sit up at night and say, oh my gosh, I've got the idea for the next book? Or how are you methodical about how you formulate ideas?
Well, no. Inspiration kind of strikes. It's the great faucet in the cosmos. It turns on. You don't always know why. But this series came from an interesting conversation I had with the police officer who said, and I did not know this, that Roanoke is situated very strategically for the drug trade. We are halfway between Atlanta, Georgia, and New York City, 7 hours each direction. And so that does a lot of things for us, being this point on the Interstate 81. We get a lot of hospitals. We get a lot of colleges, you know, pockets of money. But we're also too segregated. We have too much crime for our city. And part of that is traffickers meet here. We have too much cocaine, and they're moving cigarettes north. And I thought, we need a mystery series because of just, if for no other reason, where we're located on the Interstate 81.
We're talking with Alan Lee. He's a fiction writer living in Roanoke. He's the author of four books to date featuring the Super Sleuth, Mackenzie August. And setting these books in Roanoke, Alan, a comfort factor for you? And do you think that helps really readers in the area, kind of helps draw them to the series, or will draw them to the series because, hey, they know these places. They know the Grandin Theater. They know downtown Roanoke.
Yeah, I hope so. I've had some readers say the setting is almost a character itself, especially if you live here. But these books have sold, I don't know, thousands and thousands of copies, and most of them are not in Roanoke. So I have to let them know about the Star City of the South without them being here. And so, but we live in such a fascinating valley, and the surrounding areas have so much character that it's a lot of fun to write about.
More ideas in the hopper for Mackenzie August?
Yeah, I can't write fast enough. The fifth book comes out this week, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, I've got several already up in my head. If I could write faster, then I would. But it's just my fingers cannot keep up with my brain. And he's such a fun character that I think people are going to like him for a long time.
You have a name for the fifth book?
Yeah, it's called Only the Details. And it's based off a Ernest Hemingway quote. And I'm going to botch this. But he says, we all men die, live and die. The only thing that distinguishes us, only the details distinguish us from one another. And so this next book is a big trial for the protagonist, and only the details of how he gets through it are what make him a guy worth reading about.
Interesting. Are all these books, I'm assuming they're all standalone. Is there any kind of a link between one book and the other with Mackenzie August?
Yeah, I would read them the way I published them because each mystery – resolves itself, but there is an ongoing mystery and romance aspect to it. So he meets a girl in book one, and she is the girl, you know, but she takes a while to win over. So if it were me, I wouldn't want to jump ahead. I'd plow through them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just so, you know, you don't get to book 5 and you're furious with me because what happened in book 4 was pretty cool.
I'm just curious, judging maybe from the, and I have not, I've skimmed the books yet, I have not read them yet, and I will. Judging from the artwork on the cover, are there femme fatales in these books?
Oh, yes. So almost every book has its own femme fatale because, you know, the mystery genre is so great. I love all the guys with, you know, every book, they need a couple guys with broken noses, and there's always very beautiful women, and the hero cracks a lot of jokes, and it needs a femme fatale. But there is the one that he is in love with, and the others come and go. It's like a Bond girl, but except if there was one that he loved for his whole life.
We're talking with Alan Lee. He's a fiction writer living in Roanoke. He's the author of 4 books to date featuring the Super Sleuth and Mackenzie Augustin. Before I let you go, you wanted to talk about why this is a good time to publish a book. Talk about that. And are these self-published, or did you find someone to publish them for you?
Well, both. These are self-published, but I've turned down several contracts for them. This is why it's a great time to be a writer. So half of the people I meet who find out what I do tell me, I have this book in my head. I've always wanted to be a writer. I want to tell this story. I mean, everybody has this itch. And it truly is. This is a big statement. This is the best time in the history of our planet to write a book. Because it used to be that if you got a book down on paper, finally – the agents stood in your way. Don't even think about approaching a publisher. You have to go through the gatekeepers first. And now, because of the Kindle, everything has changed. Because of the online stores, the world of publishing used to be dictated by the size of a bookshelf. You can only fit so many books on a bookshelf, but now we have the Kindle. And so it's really opened everything up. Let me give you 2 examples of why this is a great time. One, right now, if you walk into Barnes & Noble, which I did about a week ago, that front table when you walk in is prime real estate. They put whatever they're pushing on that table. I walked in and they're not pushing a book. They're pushing their publishing service. They're hitting you up front. We want to publish your book. That's unthinkable just 10 years ago.
Barnes & Noble wants to publish the book.
Yes, Barnes & Noble has a publishing service now and they want to publish your book. And the fact that I've been able to turn down a couple crummy contracts when 10, 15 years ago, writers like me would kill for them. This is a great time for everybody who's thinking, I really want to do this. There's nothing standing in your way anymore. Publishers are willing to kind of front some of the money, but they're going to pay you nothing. And so I am willing to front my own money and then keep 70% of what I make, whereas 10 years ago it was – maybe you'll get a deal and maybe we'll pay you 15%. And every book at the library, when you go there, those are all written, a lot of them are written by part-time writers who just aren't making anything. And now the world is changing.
But before they write their book, they should go out and read the Mackenzie August series first, right?
They should, and they should read everything else too, because you cannot be a writer unless you're a reader first.
Alan Lee's a fiction writer living in Roanoke. Got 4 books to date in the Mackenzie August series. Alan, thanks for joining us.
That's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.